Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Before the break, we talked with the newly appointed president and CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum. We now turn our attention to an exhibit in a museum across town. Jewish Museum Milwaukee recently opened Chagall's Le Cirque. It's the first time the complete collection of Marc Chagall's 23 color and 15 black and white circus-themed lithographs have been shown here. The collection is showcased along with objects from Wisconsin's circus history. Chagall was one of the 20th century's most celebrated artists. His work is colorful, exuberant, and very deeply human. And we're fortunate today to have his granddaughter, Bela Meyer, in the studio with us. She's joined by Spike Barkin, whose father was one of the founders of Milwaukee's Great Circus Parade. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Well, this is such a pleasure for two reasons. One, I love the circus. And two, I love your grandfather's paintings. I have been a fan of Chagall's work for as long as I can remember. And so just the honor of having that work here is amazing. And I guess I want to start with the work itself, and then we'll pull in the circus. Bela, when you look at this work from relatively late in your grandfather's life, what do you feel? How do you feel when you look at that work?
Well, it's actually quite astonishing a feeling I have each time, especially when I feel close to something or I like one of his works, which is most of the time. It's as if my whole body starts to vibrate. It makes me happy. It makes me happy, and I feel like going into the image, into the drawing, the painting, the lithograph. I recognize his gestures. I recognize his love for humanity. It's just quite formidable and an experience each time.
It sounds like it brings you closer to him in some ways.
That's right. I feel very close to him. It's more that I recognize the connections. I recognize him in this dot, in this face. It's more like that, because I really, truly always feel very close and very personally involved in his work.
Spike, is this the first time you've seen this work up close and personal?
The circus suite, yes, absolutely.
And so what is your impression of it as somebody coming from a sort of a circus world?
Well, I've found the exhibition amazing. I've always liked Chagall, but these pieces in particular are just fabulous. There's one that I'd like to take off the wall and take home with me.
There's
many, but you got to be, can't be...
Leave one or two for somebody else.
Right. Yeah. I can't be, too piggy about it. But there's one piece where one of the handlers of the horses is in the stalls and he's about to feed the horses. And there are four or five horses, each different color, their heads. And the expressions on the horses is so warm and wonderful that it just sort of reminded me of what it was like on the circus grounds. Before the circus parade, they would have a circus and they would hold all the horses and all the animals on the circus grounds near the lakefront. And we would always walk through those and just see the animals, and it was fabulous. And this just sort of brought all that back, and the sort of the warmth that is depicted in Chagall's work of these horses is fabulous.
What is it about circus, do you think, that captivates human beings? What is it about this art form? And I think it is an art form.
It keeps you young. I mean, really, the kids love it. I remember when I was growing up in Milwaukee, I must have been 6 or 7, and the circus would come to Milwaukee, and we had tickets to go, and it was 105 outside. So who knew what it was inside that tent? Because they didn't have air conditioning in those days in the tents. And my mom said, "We can't go. It's just too hot." And I said, "I don't care. I want to go to the circus." And it, for adults, I think it brings out the kid in you once again, because you sort of remember and reflect about that and the magic of the circus acts, the animals, the clowns, every aspect of it is geared to just sheer enjoyment.
Well, I think that's also what links Chagall and the circus so much, or the Chagall world and the circus world. Myself also, I'm like you, Spike, or like you, always loved the circus, but also always loved my grandfather's work. And because both of these worlds bring out the most innocent of truth, and there is no second guessing. My grandfather would say it's all comes out of his heart. And indeed, the circus world, as we known it when we were little, and I mean, I've grown up just with the one ring and the very simple but impeccable performances of each of these wonderful artists in the ring, and it brings you back to whom you really are. So it brings you back to your inner child, and the child, your child, your children, or when we were children, we didn't have to be brought back. We just welcomed it all. My grandfather was always kept this innocence of welcoming the world in its best and in its most beautiful, in its most joyful of moments, and was able to translate it and to give it back to the world.
There's something about his work and the circus. It's the color, it's the sound, it's the smells of the various things. And it does seem to bring you into the moment right now.
Yes. Yeah.
And you don't need anything else
That's
for
right.
that moment.
Yes.
In looking at this work, and Spike, looking back at working on the circus grounds and presenting that for the time that you and your family were a part of it, do we have anything now that compares?
In Milwaukee?
Oh, in the world.
In the world?
Yeah.
It's something that was so unique to this community. The last circus parade was typical of what had gone on before, and the different elements that were brought to this event in Milwaukee was just sheer joy. And I don't think there is anything that really compares for the totality of what was going on. In 1965, 2 years after the first parade, which was then called A Day in Old Milwaukee, but in 1965, they started to use the circus train by bringing the circus wagons from the Baraboo Circus World Museum to Milwaukee. The train had flatbed cars, and they would put the wagons on those cars. And these wagons were works of art. They were 100-year-old circus wagons gathered around from all over the world, actually. And on that train ride, which was the first real exciting element of the entire week-long celebration, and on the train, as you would go through the various cities and towns, people would line the tracks with their kids watching this train go by. And the sheer joy of expression from those families seeing this was amazing. And eventually the route went through Illinois so that more people could experience it, and it would come into the lakefront and drop off the wagons. It was fabulous. So that was one element. The other element was the activities that were on the circus grounds, and they had a circus. They had different acts that were going on. People could walk around and get really close up to the wagons to see them. And then there was the circus parade itself, which was a unique event. It recreated the old circus parades from the turn of the century. But before the parade, there were activities that went on. People created their own setup as far as lining the streets with seats to watch the parade. And for days before, there was one area right at the beginning of the parade near the War Memorial where a bunch of people created Barkinville, which they named after my dad. And these people would set up overnight. They would set up tents. They would set up little barbecue pits. It was like a little community within the community. And they even had names. I think there was Tova Street and Ernie Boulevard or something. And they just created this whole atmosphere of enjoying what was going on. And I know that my dad would always stop there every year and say hello to everybody and that. And it was just such warmth and just the generosity of goodwill and spirit and happiness that really permeated that whole event.
You know, Bela, I was sitting here listening to Spike and thinking, wouldn't it have been wonderful if your grandfather had been able to paint that?
Yes, it would have been extraordinary, but also he did paint it. He did paint it with his own memories, with his own things he saw. And that's what your question of does something like the circus parade still exists or exists somewhere else? And no, it most likely doesn't. But thank goodness there are and there will always be the most generous people, artists or producers, musicians or jugglers who will want to give this warmth and joy to the community. So that will always exist. So I think even if the circus parade doesn't exist now in Milwaukee, I mean, the memories exist and this show is absolutely extraordinary to show it. But then also Chagall's work will always be around to be able to repeat that same or similar enchantment for anybody to see if they want so. And then there are concerts, musicians, improvised moments everywhere. I mean, in New York, just 2 days ago in New York, I came upon a remodeled bus with young musicians on top of the roof and singing and playing music, and it was extraordinary. It was extraordinary to see the people around.
It had that circus feel,
yes.
Even though it
yes.
wasn't the circus. Yeah,
I
think you know the circus has changed so much. You know, places like Cirque du Soleil still have that, and you know there aren't any animals anymore, but they do the wonderful acrobatics and they
yes.
do that sort of thing. So it lives on in different places and in different ways. But I think you're right, Bela. I think it's that impromptu people getting together
word,
to
yeah.
create joy.
Yes.
And that kind of goes back to that old-fashioned idea of the circus.
Yes.
I think, you know, of taking you in that moment and just letting you, you know, experience that.
Mm.
I know this exhibition is up through the summer. Spike, what, besides the video of the last circus parade here, what else is there from Milwaukee circus history and Wisconsin circus history?
Oh, there's an extensive exhibition of the history of the circus in Wisconsin. It's really well documented. It's just fascinating. And that's when you walk into the museum, that's what's on display. And they have pieces from many collections of the circus parade itself, but also the Circus World Museum has lent various incredible objects from circuses and banners and posters and stuff. So there's a lot to see about the history of the circus and the circus parade at this exhibit. And then after you walk through that, you walk down an aisle of posters, and then you walk into the rooms that have the Chagall suite of the circus. And there's also a video of Chagall talking about his creations. And it's a really well put together exhibition. It's really impressive.
You know, one thing that I didn't bring up, and I should, is the fact that this is taking place in a Jewish museum. Of course, your grandfather, you are Jewish. What is the connection of Jewish life and circus?
It's very close. One of the aspects of the circus, of the circus act, is that Chagall, I think, always perceived it as something very spiritual. And he came from a Hasidic family. He comes from a place where the Chabad was born. So the most, in a way, joyful of people of that particular group of Jews, they wanted to, how do you say, maybe simplify or bring the Torah and the laws and the traditions to all people. They very much believed that it was an intellectual re-questionings which would bring you closer to God, but it was the joy which would bring your belief and celebrating the holiness of what you believed in. And so dancing was a major part of the ritual, even clownliness or making fun, not just at Purim, but in all holidays was very much part of it. So he was very much aware of that aspect. But in his town and all over Russia, but also in the Pale of Settlement where the Jews were allowed to be, circus people came in and out all the time. That's how they tried to survive, make money, and find a way of expressing themselves.
And so the connection is very, very close.
Very close, yes. Yeah. Yes. But he was maybe... He was more affected by them than his siblings, for instance. He would always go out and see them and seek them out.
And you can see that in his works, that exuberance of color and movement. And even in works that aren't specifically about the circus, you can feel that.
That's
that
right.
That joy.
Yes, yes, yes. Very
in his
much
work.
So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time to come in. It has been such an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a really great honor.
Bela Meyer is the granddaughter of the artist Mark Chagall. Spike Barkin is the son of Ben Barkin. He was one of the founders of Milwaukee's Great Circus Parade. The exhibit, Chagall's Le Cirque, is on display at Jewish Museum Milwaukee through early September, and there is a lot more information and some photos at WUWM.com.